is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
Right, so we're just standing outside the perimeter of what is the racetrack here. At the Echo Arena, you can hear a shiny blue Lexus burning some rubber in the background, and with Scott Hughes. It smells quite bad, this, doesn't it?
This is the expression burning rubber, definitely, isn't it? It's an interesting smell.
There's a guy, one of the stunt drivers driving around at the moment, basically just braking very hard as he goes around in the car. We're going to get a little go in it in a minute, which looks quite exciting. It's an amazing little thing down here, isn't it?
It's incredible, yeah. It's amazing that they can get these sort of cars and these sort of stunts in an arena of this size, isn't it? It's incredible, but yeah, it looks amazing in here.
Just let me tell you a little bit about how it works. So they've got projectors on the back wall. They've got a floor, we're told, which moves, which can then kind of put you in any scene you want from the Fast and the Furious movies. We walked through backstage. They had a plane in there. They had a train carriage hanging up as well. So this is going to be quite spectacular for anyone who does come down and see it. And for someone like yourself, who's a bit of a petrol head, quite exciting.
That's how I got in today as well, the plane. Okay, flew in earlier on in my luxury jet.
They've got some of the cars from the films. They've got stunt drivers. There's one stunt driver who I think we were told was involved in the films somewhere along the line. I'm trying to stifle back a cough because of the smell of the rubber that is now kind of wafting around the arena, which is freezing cold. It's also quite strange to be in the Echo Arena while it's completely empty, bar us and the other media guys who are in here. But I think we're going to go and have a little go in there now. So hopefully we'll both come back alive, Scott, because we've had to sign away our lives.
Fingers crossed.
Right, so stunt driver Nathan is now taking us around, literally for a spin, which is probably against everything we've ever been taught to do, but it is going very quick around the arena, and kind of like being on a very fast roller coaster when your stomach spins upside down when you go around a corner, or upside down. And you can probably hear quite how much we're braking and skidding across the arena floor as well. It's something you've never seen in the arena, this. It's quite incredible. We're basically just going around in donut style circles, and my body is pressed against the left hand side of this car. There's a man literally a yard away now from where we're turning round. I cannot explain how worried or scared I would be if I was in his position right now. Plenty of fun.
Enjoyed?
Nathan, tell us a little bit about how you got into doing this, because it's great fun.
Well, where do I start? With this particular job, so with Fast and Furious Live, I saw an audition call for this around about a year ago. Sent my CV in, was fortunate enough to be called and asked to come in for an interview. Went through various different audition phases, very much like X Factor is the way to say it. It was the kind of knockout phases. So many different disciplines of driving that they wanted to see. There was over 2,500 people auditioned for it, and some of the best drivers in the world went for this job. Eventually, we whittled down to the top 30, which was held in Birmingham NEC. Two-day audition, final auditions, top 30. After the first day, 10 people were no longer required, so were cut. That was the top 20. At that stage, I was very, very fortunate to be in the top 20 of some of the best drivers out there. Again, from there, nothing but blessed, got the phone call to be invited to come along and join the Fast Camp. It's been incredible ever since.
What's the most dangerous and the most fun stunt that you've done?
I think in terms of danger, there's so many different disciplines. I think from a pressure point of view, one of the cars I drive in the show is a Lamborghini. So the orange Lamborghini from Fast and Furious 8. Now, that car is actually a hero car from the movie. So I cannot begin to tell you the pressure that is on your shoulders when you're driving an actual movie car from Fast and Furious 8 in what can only be described as a really small arena, and that makes the barriers look a lot bigger than they are.
Some amazing cars that are here for the show, but this is basically just a Lexus with what looks like a slightly modified gearbox.
Yeah, correct. The gearbox is actually standard in this. The main difference is it's a Lexus IS 200. These cars were picked for our rear-wheel drive training cars, so they have been amazing. I think all of us drivers have fallen in love with these cars. The only difference that these cars have over a standard car is they have a hydraulic handbrake. So, in easy terms, a very powerful handbrake to allow us to or to be able to skid the car a little bit easier. But in terms of that, these are bog standard cars.
And can you just tell me a little bit about the training camp that you had to go through to get through this? Because I believe it was about 3 months long, wasn't it?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, we started in August. We were hidden away in a little village called Oakham up near Leicestershire that way. And we were on an army barracks, so we were taken there. We all had stayed in little chalets, 3 months of day-in, day-out rehearsals. Now, for us, well, a lot of us have all different disciplines of motorsports, but everything that you do motorsport is very an individual sport, so you're racing other people. With this, it was bringing us all together to drive in unison, so it's very much like dancing on ice, but with cars. So we now had to spend months and months of fine-tuning what we did. And full credit to the choreography team, to our mechanics, to everyone that helped us get through that, because it was a real big twist on what everybody has ever done from a driver's point of view.
I have to say, I'm wearing a massive helmet and you're not, so you must be confident in your own ability. Get down and see Nathan do his stuff tonight, because honestly, it's going to be an absolutely spectacular show here at the Ecke Arena. Thanks for the trip.
Hey, thanks ever so much, and hopefully I look forward to seeing everyone tonight.
This is Full Time Radio City Talk.
Right, so I'm with Mike Fryer now, who's part of the production company that have put on this Fast and Furious live preview show at the Ecke Arena. This is a massive operation, Mike. There's like, what, you were telling me about 100, 200 people working on it?
It's huge. I mean, we've got a calendar that is basically 15 countries, 25 cities, only in the next 9 months, but we're touring for 5 years, so this is going to be a very tight-knit family. Although we are huge, we've got mechanics, we've got drivers, performers, we've got the creative crew, the management. Yeah, we're going to be very close because we're all going to be touring for the next 5 years together.
How many cars are there in total in the show? Because we've just walked past a tank. If I look in front of me now, there's a couple of police cars. There's cars that we've seen that were part of the film. Yeah, yeah. There's hundreds of sports cars.
Well, it's kind of subjective, really, what you class as a car, because we have all sorts of things. We have a safe that you can drive. We're actually looking at it right now. We've got cars that are covered in LEDs. We've got reproductions of the movie cars. We've got police cars. We've got electric cars that will do wheelies. We've got snowmobiles, trains, planes. We've got pretty much everything. It's and obviously backstage, we've now got cherry pickers, as you came about those on in the show.
And we should mention as well, without trying to spoil things too much, if you come and see the show, there's all sorts of pyrotechnics, projections, yeah, yeah, to make it seem as if you are in the film almost.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we try and create a scene from every film in the Fast and Furious franchise. So we've got petrol tankers flying to the in front of the audience. We've got scenes where we have car races on the snow, so we have submarines coming up from beneath the ice. We've got some of the original street races from the earlier movies. We've got some recreations of street races in Miami. We've got the safe heist in Rio, and it's all sort of brought together with two actors that sort of take the audience through the journey of them becoming street racers and also telling the story of the movies as well.
Having had a spin in one of the cars, quite literally a spin, it really is quite spectacular. Is there a car for yourself that you look at and go, oh, that's my favourite?
I think this is one that everyone on the crew would have a different answer for. I think personally I've got a soft spot for the Tokyo Drift Nissan, but everyone will have a different answer. Some say the Supra, some say Dom's Charger is probably one of the most iconic ones from movies, so that's one of the things to say. But the orange Supra is kind of, that was the first car that was finished, so that's become sort of the baby of the show, and that's in our scene where we recreate a scene from the first film where there are, sorry, just moving out of the way so we don't get run over here. We recreate a scene from the first movie where they're sort of in a heist with a truck. So we've got parkour runners that are jumping onto trucks, trying not to get run over. There's pyrotechnics with guns and all sorts of things. So that was one of the first sequences that were written as well. So that car has sort of become special to the crew.
It is a huge operation, and you don't actually realise how big this backstage area is at the Ecke Arena before you come and see it. But also, we were just backstage before, and there was a plane, yeah, there was a train carriage hanging, yeah, from the ceiling. Yeah. How long has it taken to put all this together?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, it's been 5 years in the making, basically, but the last year or so has really ramped up. So a lot of the drivers have been going to what we call fast camp, so they've been getting ready for the show, because it's not just that they need to be able to drive these cars. There's so many cars that they need to ride, and snowmobiles and all sorts of things, and then they need to work with the performers. But yeah, basically it's been a 5-year operation to get this up and running, but now that we are into touring, it's just going to keep going for the next 5 years.
Honestly, if you're a petrol head, get down here, it's going to be fantastic. Mike, thank you for your time.
No problem, thank you for coming down.
This is Full Time Radio City Talk.